it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If that happens, Arthur Smith is gone.
Maybe taking over at North Carolina, Doran.
Maybe.
How about that?
Huh.
Bill Belichick, according to reports, exploring getting out from UNC. He just wants to find a quote-unquote soft landing spot as a coach or on television.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people out there, and us included, that probably saw this coming whenever he did take the job in North Carolina. I think that what we said was this is either going to be really good or a failure.
Zero room for nuance.
Nope.
No in between. It was either going to be a cataclysmic failure or a rousing success.
Right.
Skip Bayless, upon North Carolina scoring a touchdown on their first drive of the season, said, quote, North Carolina has a college football championship caliber offense.
Nice. Nice.
Now they're everybody's homecoming game. I know you like Bill. People around here don't like him because, well, jealousy, and he stood in the Steelers' way so many times over the years. But it is stark what he did pre-Brady and what he's done post-Brady. He was an all-time great defensive coordinator. That's what got him hired. But in Cleveland, not so great. In New England, after Brady, not so great. And North Carolina, I mean, geez, one of the worst coaches of all time.
What did he think was going to happen? I mean, college football is so different. Like, that's a young man's game. Like, a young coach's game. Like, at this point. Like, there's some older coaches. Even Narduzzi is, like, you know, an older coach now.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a young coach's game at this point.
Like, I think he thought he was right. Keeping himself young with Jordan Hudson.
Well.
Do they break up if he leaves? Why would I do that to Bill?
No.
Do you think they're in love?
I don't know.
Do you think he loves her? Probably.
Yes.
Do you think she loves him? I don't know.
I don't know. I think she loves his fame and his everything that comes with him.
Yeah, we all loved our grandparents.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.